As you can see by the picture up on the screen, today's service is called The Three-Legged Stool. Now, I know you're probably a bit surprised that you got me this morning because I got the call at 8 o'clock. It was actually, I took the service at Camperdown last week, so it's not like it's, I had to put any effort into it. But I just thank you that... for having me here today. The other thing is I don't really like promoting myself in speaking because I think the Holy Spirit is the one that's got to ask. And so it's only when people get impressed to ask me that I turn up, hopefully. So now I'd like you to invite you to bow your heads and I'll ask the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts as we listen to what is going to be presented to you today. Our wonderful Creator God, the ruler of this universe, we welcome you to come and join us this morning in our worship with you, with us. Today I humbly ask that as I present your scriptures today, that all of those present here will gain a rich blessing from this message, and your Holy Spirit will guide and lead each and every one of us to a greater knowledge of you and your generous love, and that we may all be counted among the redeemed on that glorious day. Amen. Later on in the service, I'm going to get the children to come up the front again, because they're going to do a bit of a, not a play, but they'll be part of the service to show an example of something. So when I call you out, make sure you're listening, because there's something special. Also, during the service, I ask questions, and I don't mind if you speak up and answer, because I prefer this type of interactive service. If you appreciate today's service, who of you have 3ABN? So, any of you watched the Anchor of Truth series? Anyone watched Lee Vinden? Part of today's service is the last 12 minutes of one of his services. And so mine takes a little bit longer than 12 minutes. But but even though I confess to being a plagiarist, Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, said, "There is no new thing under the sun." So by borrowing Lee's ideas, it doesn't make me feel so bad. Now this morning, how many of you people, when you were growing up, had your favourite auntie? Put your hand up. All right, anyone else? And what was the reasons why she was your favourite auntie? Yeah. What was your reason you had a favourite auntie? Yeah. Was there anyone that had a favourite auntie because of her cooking? No? So no one when they went to see their auntie would hang out for their little nice treats that she'd offer you. Oh, well, today our example is based around this, and we're going to call our favourite auntie Mabel. And the reason why she's so special is because every time you went to visit her, when you got to the door, she would greet you with a plate, and on that plate was some hot homemade bread, a slice of it, with a slab of butter and some homemade strawberry jam. Yummy, all right. Who would like this homemade strawberry jam? You know, the large chunks with that red golden syrup. Are we salivating yet? Now tell me, what could have been better than this slice of homemade bread with the strawberry jam on it? Two slices. Something like that. Well, what could she have done that was even better than that? Three slices? How about the whole loaf? Yeah, she could have prepared it. Wow, wouldn't have that been great? Now, when we think about it, what could Aunt Mabel have done that was better than that? You've got the whole loaf of bread cut up, strawberry jam, but you're going home shortly. But the one you took home would have run out eventually. So what could she have done that was better than... She could have given you the recipe. Yeah. So, is this story an acronym of your spiritual life? Each week you come to church and listen to a wonderful sermon that have been presented that makes us salivate for a closer relationship with Jesus. Can't wait till next week for the next Sabbath for a slice of that hot, fresh bread topped with jam. And so today, I hope that I'm going to be able to present to you the recipe. Today I'm going to use a symbol of the three-legged stool and to illustrate a relationship with Jesus. The three legs represent our relationship. They represent the building blocks for the ingredients of our relationship. So anybody like to guess what the first leg is? Yeah. You're on the right track. What would be the... The stool is a relationship with Jesus. What is it? Yeah. The prayer was on the right track. What else is there beside prayer? No.
Study the Word.
It's Bible study. The Bible is the Word of God. It was inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realise what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. So the Bible was given to us as a way of getting to know God and Jesus. Jesus, when he was talking to the Jews that had been accusing him of breaking the Sabbath because he was healing on the Sabbath, said in John 5:39 in the NIV, it says, "You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me." In other words, they were studying the scriptures because they felt that by studying the scriptures, it taught them the rules and regulations on how to live. But they missed the whole point of the Bible. The Bible is a love letter. It is from God and His Son Jesus to help us to understand the great love that they have for each and every one of us. It is not a book by which we obtain the facts to win a debate, but to guide us on how to form a relationship, to become better acquainted, better friends, and we do this by studying the Bible daily. There is something else I'd like to add here. It is not by knowing that Christ died for you and me that changes us. It is how much time we spend thinking about His sacrifice that creates the change in us. Ellen White writes in Desire of Ages, page 83, "It would be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. We should take it point by point and let the imagination grasp each scene, especially the closing ones. As we thus dwell upon His great sacrifice for us, our confidence in Him will be more constant, our love will be quickened, and we shall be more deeply imbued with His Spirit. If we would be saved at last, we must learn the lesson of penitence and humiliation at the foot of the cross." So what would you say the second leg of our relationship stool is? Prayer. So what is prayer? Prayer is the communication with God, talking with God, and God talking with us. It is not the triple O or the emergency hotline when you're in trouble. And don't get me wrong, there are times when you need to talk to God when you are having difficulties or you're in need. Yes, God is there, but the purpose of prayer is communication, talking. He wants to be our friend. He wants us to talk as we do with our friends. If we spoke to a person that we considered a friend and only spoke of our needs and asking for the favours and our needs, they would soon lose interest in our conversations. When you talk to God, talk to Him about your experiences, who you have met. Talk about what you have read in the Bible. The Bible is the voice of God talking to you. In John 10:27, in the New Living Translation, it says, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me." In Job 33:8, it says, "Surely you have spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the sound of your words." I prepared the service about 2 or 3 months ago, and I'd just seen this program. And so I started putting this into practice. And this is my experience on the second day. I started off with my usual prayer, which is based around praise, needs and forgiveness. And then while I was still on my knees, I opened the Bible randomly. And this is a passage that it opened to. It's found in Isaiah 60:4-5. Now I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit. Now, for those of you who don't know, my son at the moment is living in South America. He doesn't walk with the Lord, but I believe that if you ask God, He'll put a hedge around him to protect him from himself. Because I think when your children leave and don't walk with God, that is the only way that they will be protected. So this is a passage, and it says, "Your sons will come from afar," and then verse 5 says, "Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and rejoice." How appropriate it was for that morning's conversation I had with God. I couldn't believe that what I asked God, that was the answer I got from the Bible. Alright, the third leg of our relationship, what would you class that as? Yeah, witnessing. We call it sharing. As you get to know Jesus, you get excited about sharing Jesus. As a relationship and experience grows, you will have something to share with others and what Jesus means to you.